Imagine sitting in a London pub when a well-educated professional confidently explains that the moon landing was faked. This wasn't some fringe encounter, but my introduction to how conspiracy theories have infiltrated mainstream thinking. We're living in an unprecedented era where conspiracy narratives sit alongside legitimate history in bookstores, blurring the line between fact and fantasy. From bestsellers like The Da Vinci Code to documentaries questioning 9/11, what was once dismissed as paranoid thinking now shapes politics, media, and international relations. This isn't merely harmless entertainment. These theories fundamentally distort our understanding of history and can lead to devastating real-world consequences. When we replace evidence-based reasoning with elaborate conspiracy narratives, we don't just misunderstand the past, we endanger our future. In the chaotic aftermath of World War I, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion emerged, claiming to reveal Jewish plans for world domination. Though conclusively proven a forgery plagiarized from an 1864 satirical book, the protocol spread globally with endorsements from figures like Henry Ford. When confronted with evidence of forgery, believers used circular reasoning. Hitler claimed Jewish denials actually proved the protocol's authenticity. The consequences were devastating. Troops inspired by the protocols massacred up to 120,000 Jews during the Russian Civil War, while in Germany they became foundational to Nazi ideology, leading to the Holocaust. Stalin's show trials similarly demonstrate how societies accept outlandish conspiracies when properly conditioned. When Georgi Piatakov confessed to industrial sabotage and Nazi collusion, even skeptical Westerners believed it. Soviet files later confirmed his confession was entirely fabricated. The mystery isn't how confessions were extracted through torture, but how society accepted such absurd accusations. Through a series of warm-up trials starting in 1928, the Stalinist system established a pattern blaming economic failures on plotters and wreckers rather than the communist system itself, creating a mythology that made the impossible seem plausible. Modern American conspiracy thinking emerged after Pearl Harbor when John T. Flynn published The Truth About Pearl Harbor, charging that Roosevelt deliberately provoked Japan. This evolved into the triple conspiracy theory, suggesting Roosevelt knew the attack's details yet withheld warnings to ensure American casualties. This narrative persisted despite its logical contradiction. It requires believing Roosevelt possessed both extraordinary competence, orchestrating a massive deception, and incompetence, allowing thousands of deaths while somehow keeping military leaders from intervening. When beloved figures die suddenly, we resist accepting random tragedy. Kennedy's assassination, Monroe's overdose, and Princess Diana's crash all spawned persistent conspiracy theories. Within a week of Kennedy's death, less than a third of Americans believed Oswald acted alone, despite forensic evidence confirming he could have fired all shots. Monroe's barbiturate overdose wasn't surprising given her chronic insomnia and depression, yet the lucrative market for biographies incentivizes authors to produce novel revelations. Robert Slattery's thoroughly debunked claims about being secretly married to Marilyn continue recycling in subsequent works. Princess Diana's death triggered unprecedented grief, with roughly a third of British and American people believing she was murdered despite investigations proving otherwise. The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail presents itself as scholarly work, with its footnotes and multilingual bibliography. Its sensational thesis claims Jesus and Mary Magdalene had children who eventually married into the Merovingian dynasty, creating a royal bloodline protected by the Priory of Sion. Despite the Oxford Times praising its well-documented facts, the story collapses under scrutiny. By the time a Jesus descendant supposedly married into the Merovingian house, thousands of descendants would already exist. The Priory of Sion fraud was exposed by 1983, with Jean-Luc Chomel revealing confessions about the deception. The story originated with Noel Corbu, a restaurant owner who invented a treasure tale to publicize his hotel. By the mid-1990s, Pierre Plantard admitted under oath that everything was fraudulent. Yet, when Dan Brown transformed these debunked claims into the Da Vinci Code, millions embraced the narrative as hidden truth. The internet has revolutionized how conspiracy theories spread, creating shadow communities that connect fringe interests. Cyberspace has released masses of undifferentiated information, authoritative, speculative, and absurd, that increasingly infiltrates popular culture. The 9/11 truth movement exemplifies this phenomenon. Dylan Avery's film, Loose Change, created when he was 18, became one of the web's most viral videos with over 10 million views. By 2006, polls showed 36% of Americans suspected government involvement in the attacks. Modern conspiracy theories resist debunking due to their self-reinforcing nature. When respected figures embrace these theories, their credentials lend credibility to outlandish claims. Inside the conspiracy ecosystem, claims circulate in a closed loop that creates the illusion of overwhelming evidence. Our innate need for narrative drives conspiracy thinking. We construct stories to make sense of everything from illness to weather patterns as a fundamental cognitive process. As playwright David Mamet noted, it is in our nature to dramatize. And when faced with complex events, we will have drama in that spot. And if it's not forthcoming, we will cobble it together out of nothing. Conspiracy theories provide reassurance by suggesting order rather than chaos, that human agencies rather than random events control outcomes. They particularly appeal to those marginalized by social or political change. By attributing societal transformation to conspiracy, defeat becomes not their fault, but an enemy's ruthlessness. Yet, conspiracy thinking spans diverse and privileged backgrounds too. Most profoundly, conspiracy theories shield us from the terror of meaninglessness. Psychoanalyst Stephen Gross suggests paranoia often defends against indifference, against the thought that no one cares about you. Susan Sontag observed, "I envy paranoids. They actually feel people are paying attention to them." If conspiracism is projected paranoia, it reassures us we aren't merely objects of blind process. Marilyn's murder means she didn't die alone and ingloriously as we fear we might. From Nazi power rising, from stab-in-the-back conspiracy beliefs, to McCarthyism's witch hunts, conspiracy thinking has repeatedly caused real-world harm. Even today, the debunked protocols remain influential throughout the Middle East, embedded in extremist ideologies and broadcast on state television. After 1945, historians like Harry Elmer Barnes began questioning the Holocaust itself, suggesting death counts were inflated and claiming no authentic documents supported the extermination plan, demonstrating how conspiracy thinking serves as a gateway to increasingly extreme beliefs. The consequences of abandoning evidence-based reasoning extend beyond historical misunderstanding. The 9/11 truth movement persists despite contradicting both anecdotal evidence and scientific research. Griffin's argument claimed the Pentagon hole was at most 18 feet in diameter and therefore couldn't have been made by a Boeing 757, ignoring engineers' measurements of 90 feet. The greatest power lies not in actual conspiracies, but in our willingness to believe in them. When we replace critical thinking with conspiracy narratives, we become vulnerable to manipulation. Conspiracy theories typically feature contradictory logic. Conspirators must be brilliant enough to execute complex plans, yet careless enough to leave discoverable evidence. This contradiction should alert us to fundamental flaws, yet the emotional satisfaction these theories provide often overwhelms rational analysis.